Hey everyone, my name is Tracy Castillo. I'm with the Endata Project over at Easter Seals Crossroads in Indianapolis. Thanks for having me, and today I'm going to talk to you about assistive technology. I know we've talked about some of the educational programs that are available for you, but I wanted to talk to you today about assistive technology and what that is. I do have some slides. I don't see very many people sharing screens, though. If you would like a copy of the slides, I can go ahead and give those to you. Let's see.
Yeah, it's probably more of an auditory audience, but you can email them and I can either include them as something.
That would be wonderful because I'm afraid I want to share my desktop and you guys are going to see all the pictures of my dogs and cats.
no problem. So just go ahead and.
All right. So I wanted to start it off and talk to you about what is assistive technology, how, where we can get it, where we can get training from it. So assistive technology is the generic term for all the devices and modifications that help people overcome or remove barriers created by their disability. And any device or system that allows a person with a disability to perform a task would be called a type of assistive technology. So the goal of assistive technology is to increase the efficiency or the effectiveness of you, and it also helps decrease the degenerative nature of disabilities. Sometimes assistive technology can also support or replace skills that had been lost or altered by illness, disease, or accident. It can also help you avoid any more injury, and since this will help you increase some independence. Excuse me. So, the importance of AT. So I shouldn't be reading off these slides word for word, but I am. Sorry about that. So the importance of AT. So for people without disabilities, technology can make things easier. There's types of technology such as alarm clocks, coffee makers, smartphones, computers. So someone without a disability will see these items as something that would like just make life a little bit easier. But for a person with a disability, things like JAWS and Zoom text, that actually makes things like possible for a person with a disability. And those are the things I wanted to talk to you today about. There are different types of technologies out there. I mentioned JAWS. There's also Dragon, and there's those would be like are considered our high-end or high-tech technologies. But there's also like low-tech technologies such as large print or using even like a stylus so you can hit the keyboard correctly. Another type of low tech could also be just like a board, like a piece of board that you could, you know, maybe you're at your desk. We're all working from home nowadays, and we've all like have our makeshift offices, and we're sitting at our laptops, and maybe, you know, from hunching over and working on your laptops all day, you are, you know, suffering some type of pain. You could use a piece of board or a piece of wood to like prop up your desk and make your ergonomics in your office a lot better. And that's the type of low tech technologies that they're out there. Let me see. I had one of our workers actually used a selfie stick as a type of assistive technology. So I have one of our employees. She's so kind. Her name is Laura Medcalf. And you probably see her on our blog a lot. If you go into our website, EasterSealsTech.com, you can go to our blog and you will be able to see Laura Medcalf and read some of her things. One of the things that we did for her was actually used a selfie stick in her name badge. So at our office, to get in the doors and the employee entrance, there's like one of those pads that are on the wall where you wipe a card in front of and it pops the doors open. Well, she unfortunately wasn't able to get her card up there because she didn't have the mobility in her arms to do that. So what we did was we attached her card to a selfie stick, and now all she has to do is wave the selfie stick in front of the door and it opens. And that's just one of the like low-tech technologies out there. But all technology is not one size fit all. Someone who's using JAWS and I think it's Fusion, where they're together, well, that might not work for another person. And that's kind of where the Endata Project comes in. So with the Indata project, we are a federally funded project that came about because of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1988. And it was amended in 1994 and it became public law. I think it's law number 100407 and 103 to 218. I noticed that someone else on this line is from a different state, and I'm not really sure about how many people are from other states, but I do want to let you know that what I'm talking about is the Assistive Technology Act for Indiana, and there are 56 other of these other types of these projects out there in the United States and the U.S. territories. During one of our meetings, I met some people from Guam, so when they say they're in all the different territories, they really are. So the Indata project is federally funded, and we have two goals. One of them is spreading the word about assistive technology, and the other one is getting that assistive technology in people's hands, and we can do both of those goals in several different ways. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our outreach and information program, and then I'm going to talk to you about how the ways that we have to get your hands on stuff. So we do have an information and referral line. It's a 1-800 number. The number is 1-888-466-1314. And then we also have an email, which is tech@eastersalescrossroads.org. And what you can do is if you had a problem or a question that you needed an answer to, you could email us or call us and we could help you out. We could answer the question directly. And if we're not able to fix it, we can actually send you to one of the organizations in the area that could help you. So recently, I had a friend get in a terrible car accident. Now she's in a wheelchair, so she's waiting for a ramp to get built so they can take a picture of their stairs, and we have ramps that they can borrow. So if you have something like that, you can just give us a call, and we can make those referrals to you as needed. We also have what they call an AT hour, and that is an hour or long talk or hour or so talk with a person with AT experience, and they can just go to groups or community meetings and meet with everyone and talk about assistive technology. So we as well have full-day trainings at Easter Seals Crossroads. So in the past, about 4 to 5 times a year, everyone would come to Easter Seals Crossroads, and we would give them a full-day training. So the training would start from 9 a.m. till 3, and we would go over a specific topic or a specific type of disability. And just like the person before me mentioned, Corona kind of changed some things. So now we're doing this all online. So this is a free training. It's still all online, and you can still get those CEUs if you attend to one. Another way that we get the information out is through our podcast. We have a few of those. The first one I want to talk to you about is the AT Update. That's run by Josh Anderson, and he interviews movers and shakers in the field of assistive technology and interviews them. We also have Accessibility Minute, where the lady I spoke of before, Laura Medcalf, goes and scurries the web and finds different types of technologies available, and she gives a 1-minute podcast that's released weekly. We also have my favorite one, maybe because I'm on it, but the AT FAQ podcast, and where I sit on a panel with 3 professional AT specialists, and we answer people's questions. So we get questions from all over the states and the world regarding different types of technology, and we answer those online. And we also have a huge social media presence with the form of our blogs, our YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Did not know about the Pinterest one until I read that slide. However, moving forward, I want to talk to you about how we can get those technologies in your hands. And you may have heard me earlier before the presentation started, talked about our computer program. And this is what I want to talk to you about right now. So we do have an online library and demo program. So Justin Amber, he does our demos, and what he can do is give you a 30 or 40 minute test drive of a certain type of technology, And then he can show you what it can do. Just kind of like the basic overviews. This isn't like a recommendation or a job setting thing. This is just a little demo where you can just see what is available. And if you like it, you can talk to Steve, Carter, and Steve can actually mail those devices out to you, and you can check them out of our library for 30 days. And I think that's pretty awesome, because in doing so, you're able to assess, to say, hey, does this device work for me? Should I get it, or should I not get it? Or maybe it doesn't work and I don't like it and I want to try something else. Well, our demo and loan program can help you go through those decisions. Now, my favorite program I'm going to talk to you about now, and it's because this is what has pulled me into the world of AT, is the Endata Depot. And the depot is an actual place that's located at Easter Seals Crossroads off of 46th Street. And what we do is Alvin Alviar, he goes around the state of Indiana, goes to different buildings. I think we have even been to Bosma and picked up some of your old tech. And we refurbish those. So we have guys and gals, I'm the gal, that refurbish these items and get them ready. We like clean them up, sanitize them. If it's a computer, we put Windows 10 on it. We put some like basic programs. And what we can do is then give those computers and other types of technologies back to the community, to people that live in Indiana that have a disability. So there's a little process, there's a little application process, but if you want more information about it, I suggest just going to our website, eastersalestech.com. And the next program I'm going to talk to you about, and I know I'm talking really fast, it's just I really like this stuff and gets me really going. So anyhow, the alternative financing program. So for individuals that don't have funding through VR or whatever they want to buy, can't be covered by the Medicaid waiver, but they really need it. Let's say you need an adaptive a vehicle, or let's say you need some hearing aids or home modification. This is the program that you can really turn to. So it's a low interest extended term loan through Star Financial. So it's, you can get a device. I think our lowest is $500, and then we can give you something all the way up to $30,000. So that would cover a adaptive vehicle or a bathroom remodel. The last bit of this today I'm going to talk to you is the Clinical Assistive Technology Program. So what I talked to you about in data, that was like everything was like free and already covered by the federal grant. Well, assistive technology has another side of it for our clinical team. And those guys are pretty, they're the geniuses. They're out there. They travel the whole state of Indiana and they give people evaluations. They consult on them. They help, they train them. And they also offer 24-hour support. So they're the guys that you call for if you need, if you got a job at the Home Depot and you cannot see the screen at the register, they're going to help you get a larger screen. They're going to work with the VR and get those items for you. And like I said, there's a whole team of them. There's the vision team. There's the cognition and mobility team. So there's people that are dedicated to helping whatever disability it is. They've got the most expertise in those fields. So they serve all the disabilities. It can be a physical disability, a cognitive disability. It can be a sensory disability, or even intellectual. And they serve everyone. So no matter what age you are, they will help you. And they're this is all a statewide program, and we have members on the team that are RESNA certified, CADA certified, CARF, and they have just all the different offerings that are available. I hope I was under the 15 minutes.
We're right at the time to wrap up. Just give contact information for folks who want to learn more.
So if you want to reach out to us, I would suggest going to eastersalestech.com, and you can find, you can also email us at tech@eastersalescrossroads.org. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Hopefully we got Colleen ready to go here from Hadley. Hello, Colleen.
You're showing that she's unmuted.
She's unmuted. Make sure you got your microphone turned on.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear something. Hello? Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work today, Colleen. Let's see.
Oh, she just dropped out.
Yeah, she doesn't. Well, if any of you left have any questions for either Tracy or Raymond, they're still here. That was okay.
I went ahead and put the email address into the chat box if you're able to get that.
Okay.
And what was that? Did you say you had a question for me?
Yeah, you talked about remodeling for individuals who maybe had an accident or something of that nature.
Yeah.
So you said that's across the state of Indiana or that's just in Indianapolis?
So if it's a home modification, now we just got these guys part of their AT program. I think they're going to try to stay within an hour of this of Indianapolis because once you start going into those big projects, it's best to know people that are in the area. So, John Kelly, he would be the person to ask for on that program.
So they help, like, if a person has recently been in an accident, not in a wheelchair, they could help remodel their bathroom or widen it up for them or something.
Exactly. So they do modifications. And John would go out to your house and he could check it out and make some recommendations. He's an OT specialist, so he does OT and then now he does the home mod. So you would have a professional in your house that could, you know, that's been doing this for a long time. I can't tell you exactly how long, but it's plus 10 years.
All right, cool. And that's free of charge, right?
No. So the home modifications, no, that would not be free of charge.
Okay.
But you could use it in connection with the AFP loans that are offered through Star Financial that would cover up to $30,000.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would like to ask a question, if I may.
All right, LeBron, go ahead, sir.
Just curious, I did hear the part about the loan program and the vehicle upgrade program, and I just heard the part about the hour radius from Indianapolis. Do you have any extensions or any other affiliated programs or equivalencies for those of us that may be, say, in southern or extreme northern Indiana?
I would suggest contacting the tech at EasterSalesCrossroads.org. I'm sure that we do. Like I said, John's been doing this a long time. It's just not my expertise. So I would call I would just email that number or that email address, tech at EasterSalesCrossroads.org, and they can absolutely get you connected with someone.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome.